Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, July 10th, and this is Gary Kay. It's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and our sponsors are Atlas Sound, and you know Atlas Sound as a Pro AV audio company, and you can check them out at atlassound.com. And our other sponsor is Hypersign, the digital signage company that sells only through AV integrators, and they are looking for new integrators that are wanting to get into digital signage. If you're interested in getting into digital signage, check out hypersign.com, and when you call them, ask for Neil and tell them you're interested in becoming an integrator because they're looking specifically for AV integrators. Today I want to talk to you about a new box that Extron started shipping that pretty much every home AV company needs, and most pro AV companies that do installs with HDMI need. And I suspect you're doing more and more installs with the HDMI connector because HDMI is the standard connector now for home AV gear, and you're putting a lot of home AV gear in pro systems. Everything from Blu-ray players to media players like Apple TV and Roku boxes to even consumer or high-end consumer switches, video conferencing systems, they're all using the HDMI connector. One of the things that we all have problems with HDMI is what's known as EDID, which is Extended Display Identification Data. And that is the handshake, basically, that happens between the source and the display. And if you connect one source to one display, no problems. If you connect one source to multiple displays and all the displays are the exact same brand and model number, most likely you're not going to have any problems. But if you connect one source to multiple displays, maybe one's a projector and one's a flat panel, you're going to start having problems. When you start introducing other devices in the system that are not exactly 100% the same, then that's when you start having problems with identification data because there's that handshake issue that happens and it's not consistent. Well, they've introduced a box that is an EDID emulator, and basically what it does is solves all these problems. It has a HDMI in and HDMI out. You can basically store the EDID data in the box, and every single time that a system is engaged using HDMI, it'll work flawlessly every time. It's a very small box, very inexpensive, very easy to use. You can check it out on our website at ravepubs.com. The model number is actually the EDID 101H. EDID 101H. And again, if you're doing HDMI systems and you're familiar with EDID problems. This is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening.